Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. For today, it's Monday, the 6th of April, 2026. I'm John. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. We are back with our regular program schedule today after taking last Friday off. We have all of the newspapers being broadcast as scheduled today. We'll get to that complete schedule in just a little bit, but we get things started on this Monday with Andrew LaPointe's Commission Commuter Update. He begins with information on the MBTA bus lines. Bus Route 17 is experiencing delays this morning of about 25 minutes. Bus Route 87 delays up to 20 minutes. That is due to traffic. CT2 has been permanently discontinued. The CT2 has been combined with the existing Route 85 for a new bus Route 85 with service between Ruggles and Assembly. All existing CT2 stops are being served by this new bus Route 85. And for details on that, if that affects your commute, head over to mbta.com/bus change. The stop at the south corner of Washington Street at Washington Street at Melinacass Boulevard is no longer serving Route 8 inbound towards Kenmore. Use the stop located at the north corner of the intersection near the bike path. That affects inbound stops at Washington Street at Melinacass Boulevard and Bus Route 8. Boylston at Dartmouth Street, that bus stop is temporarily closed Thursday, April 9th till Friday, April 24th, and that is due to Boston Marathon activities in Copley Square. The St. James Ave at Dartmouth Street bus stop is temporarily closed Sunday, April 12th till Tuesday, April 21st, and that is due to Boston Marathon activities in Copley Square. The stop at Geneva Ave at Dakota Street has permanently closed. Riders can use the stops at Geneva Ave at Westville Street or Geneva Ave at Town Wanda Street. That affects bus routes 15, 17, and 19. The combined Route 40 and 50 has been permanently discontinued, now running as separate routes. All Route 40 trips between Georgetown and Forest Hill and all Route 50 trips between Cleary Square and Forest Hills. A stop surface change. The stop at the south corner of Washington Street at Melinacass Boulevard no longer serves Route 47 outbound towards Central Square. Use the stop located at the north corner of the intersection near the bike path. That affects outbound stops Washington Street at Melinacass Boulevard. Route 55 outbound is detoured due to sewer construction, skipping Kilmerick Street at Petersboro Street and Kilmerick at Queensbury Street. The closest outbound stops with service are Boylston at Jersey Street and Queensbury Street at Jersey Street. Skipped outbound stops include Kilmerick at Petersboro and Kilmerick at Queensbury. The bus stop at Brookline Ave at Longwood outbound has moved due to construction board at Brookline Ave at Deaconess Road, affecting bus routes 60 and 65. Hanscom Field Drive at Old Bedford Road has moved about 700 feet south to the newly rebuilt Hanscom Air Force Base Visitor Center. That affects bus routes 76. An extended bus route 85 has replaced CT2 with new service between Ruggles and Assembly. For details on this, mbta.com/bus change. Route 87 trips have permanently extended to Arlington Center. The change provides more service in Arlington on weekday evenings, Saturday evenings, and Sundays. bus route 216 that stops along C Street between Chickabout Road and Perquart Road have been rebalanced with stop relocations and closures due to the restrictions of C Street. Bus route 225 stops at Quincy Ave at Chelmsford. Quincy Ave at Charlesmont Ave and Quincy Ave at Charlesmont Ave have moved approximately 300 feet and have been renamed Quincy Ave at Burns Ave and Quincy Ave opposite Burns Ave. And all Route 350 trips now serve Burlington Mall Road between North Burlington and Alewife. Moving ahead to your commuter rail updates for this Monday, Fitchburg train 400 from Wachusett is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Littleton 495 and North Station. Newburyport train 102 from Newburyport is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Riverworks and North Station. And the ferry lines, East Boston Ferry Service, weekday and weekend service have both resumed. For details on the MBTA ferry service, head over to mbta.com/ferry. Government Center, escalator 445, Copley and West, blue lined platform to street. That elevator, or that escalator, rather, is unavailable due to maintenance. Green Street escalator 131, platform to paid lobby, unavailable due to maintenance. Lowell elevator lobby to pedestrian bridge is unavailable through early June due to construction. Use the available ADA van to North Billerica for accessible platform access. Lowell elevator platform 1 to pedestrian bridge, unavailable through early June due to construction. Lynn elevator 929 street to parking garage, unavailable till further notice. Lynn elevator 950 street to parking garage is also unavailable until further notice. Maverick escalator 428 unpaid lobby to Lewis Mall, unavailable due to maintenance. Quincy Adams, escalator 345, paid lobby to platform, unavailable. Ruggles, escalator 136, orange line platform, to upper lobby, unavailable. And Wonderland, elevator 703, main lobby to garage, is unavailable through April 17th due to maintenance. And with that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Monday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Monday, April 6, 2026. Hope everyone had a nice weekend, you know, with Easter being Sunday, Easter Sunday. As far as construction and everything else, we do have street sweep, will be focused on all the side streets off of Canal Street. Okay, Canal Street's already been done, but all the streets, off of Canal Street, and then all the streets off of, Cabot Street. Okay, so basically, between Cabot Street, Canal Street, all those streets all the way from, Mill Hill all the way to the end by the CVS Pharmacy, okay? Just protect the facial area. That's basically the reason why I'm telling you all this. And then you should be fine, okay? Just take a second. It's well worth it, the second, believe me. Okay, now as far as National Grid Gas, they'll be working on the down by Whalers Lane, okay, and down by the Burger King, McDonald's off of Highland Avenue, by the Target area, in the back end of that, those areas there. Okay, so for those who do use that area, either through being dropped off with the ride or the local Council on Aging bus, or just a friend or a relative taking you in that area, just know that that area will be worked on with National Grid Gas, okay? National Grid Electric is going to be down by the Willows, okay? They're working on some projects over there along with D&D Power, I'm sorry. They'll be working in that area there. They were supposed to be done about a week ago, but for some reason that's just going on and not slowing down for some reason. Okay, so know that that activity is going on at the Willows. Okay, Spencer will be working right outside of Memorial Drive. Okay, and that is right near the Willows area too. So just keep that in mind. Lots of work being done toward the Willows area. And Mira will be returning to the Lafayette Street area. And the DPW will be working alongside of some of Mira's work there. So, there'll be a lot of activity going on over there, too. So that's what the street sweep and Mira's gas main replacement, those plastic caps that they're replacing throughout the city. And basically, that is it for today. If you do have any questions, give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great Monday, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and Boston Herald for Monday, April 6, 2026. Front page of today's Boston Globe, Trump sharpens threat to civilian targets. In profanity-laced message to Iran, he vows attacks on power grid and bridges unless Strait of Hormuz is opened. City paid $12 million to ex-inmate and settled suit Boston murderer conviction. Tossed after misconduct by detectives and prosecutors. For ratepayers, an unequal jolt from utility bill. Paying much less with town-owned light plants. And refuse to stop, a creed for marathon and life. Dr. 80 battles anemia, diabetes, cancer as he heads to starting line for the Boston Marathon. And the Boston Herald front page, highway to, quote, hell, Trump escalates threats over Strait of Hormuz. U.S. forces make heroic rescue of airmen. And Easter roll, Celtics continue winning ways. All of those stories and more come your way here on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage starts this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times, and right now on AM Update, we check in on your latest weather forecast and still to come, lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, increasing clouds, temperatures in the lower 50s, partly cloudy overnight, temperatures dropping to the mid-30s, and for Tuesday, cloudy, some showers, temperatures near 50. The sun rose this morning at 6:16, setting at 7:16 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Monday morning. We start with the numbers game and the midday drawing, 7856, the evening drawing, 9110. Mass cash numbers, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16. The evening drawing in the mass cash game, 7, 21, 22, 25, 33. Mega Millions, 31, 45, 62, 63-68-15. Powerball numbers 3-6-13-41-65-1. Millionaire for Life 1-19-21-22-54-2. And Megabucks 2-4-8-9-24-31. And we'll close out AM Update on this Monday with a short story read by TIC volunteer Sue Beldotti.
Hi, this is Sue with a story from Tiny Tales, Stories of Romance, Ambition, and Kindness by Alexander McCall Smith. Perhaps you've heard of his series, The Ladies Number One Detective Agency. The name of this story is Takahashi Ichiro, Passenger Pusher. And here it is. Yes, I am Takahashi Ichiro, and I started my working life as a passenger pusher, an oshiya, as we call them in Japan. For those of you who know nothing about that, and I am never surprised to find out how little you know about the way we do things in Japan, this profession involves pushing people into carriages so that the doors can close efficiently. It is a very honorable profession. I regard myself as a sort of samurai, really, since if we were not there to push people into the carriages, then the doors could not close and the trains would not run on time. I'm always astonished when I see how the doors on other people's trains have to keep opening and closing as they are obstructed by some odd leg or arm from a passenger who has not got his entire body into the carriage on time. When he's talking about carriages, parenthetically, he's talking about the trains or the subway. He says he finds it shocking, although courtesy prevents him from criticizing it too openly. We are very polite in Japan, as you may know, and we do not always express too explicitly what we are thinking so as not to give offense. All I would say is this: if you were to introduce passenger pushers on the London Underground, then you might find that your trains were more efficient. That is all I am saying. I am not criticizing your trains in any way. You may be wondering how I became a passenger pusher. When we are young, we have all sorts of ambitions. Ask any boy what he'd like to be, and he may well reply, "I would like to be a pilot or a firefighter or a train driver or something of that sort." Nowadays, of course, it is open for boys to choose many other professions, such as interior designer or hairstylist, rather than these old-fashioned male occupations. And girls, too, can choose to be engineers or excavator operators and so on. This is all to the good, as I have always believed that people should be allowed to do what they really want to do. I was not very successful in my studies at school. It was not that I did not work hard. I did. I was always studying, my nose buried in my books, but none of it seemed to stick. And when it came time to exams, I found that I could very rarely remember what I had learned as hard as I tried. My father took me aside and said, "Are you not concentrating enough, Ichiro? I see you studying so hard, and then when the results come out, there you are with very bad marks. It is very shameful." I told him that I was doing my best, and I think he believed me. My father was a very understanding man, and he did not want me to be unhappy. So he suggested that I should spend less time on my books and more on building up my muscles in the gym. "If you develop a powerful physique," he said, "then you will be able to find work in a job that requires strong arms and legs." When I left school, the first job the labor exchange sent me to was that of a general assistant at a railway station. I helped keep the station clean and performed any of the tasks that the station master identified. He was a kind man, and I think he liked me. There is a very special job, he said, and I'm prepared to nominate you for it. It is the profession of passenger pusher, and it requires strong arms and a tactful manner. You must push people politely. It is passenger pusher, not passenger shover. They gave me a smart uniform, which included two pairs of white gloves. I wore the gloves on alternate days, taking a pair home each night to be laundered and pressed. I was very proud of this uniform and of my position in the station. The station master was very proud of me, too. "You will go far," he said, "very far." I waited for him to explain, but he did not say anything more. I had been a passenger pusher for 4 years when I was approached by a woman who used to board a train at our station every day. I knew her as I had pushed her on several occasions, and she'd always smiled as I pushed her into the carriage. "You have very gentle hands," she said to me. "I do not mind being pushed by you." This woman owned a bar in a nearby city. She asked me whether I would like to come and work for her. "I need a doorman," she said. "Sometimes we get the wrong type trying to get into my bar, and I need somebody to push them away. Somebody like you, I think." I accepted her offer. The station master was very sad to see me go, but he said, "I always knew you would go far. I told you that, didn't I? Remember?" I enjoyed my new job. At the end of the evening, when it was time for the bar to close, I would have a drink with my boss before I went home. "I am so glad that you came to work for me," she said. I still saw my colleagues from the railway. There had been a number of us, passenger pushers from different stations, who had a sort of association, a club, really. We had a secretary and a president. We met every other month in a restaurant. There was always a lot to talk about. Passengers are always doing odd things. We would also discuss salaries and leave arrangements and things of that sort. And we would write to the railway company if any of our members was treated unfairly. We were very conscious of our professional status, and even had a code of conduct by which we all abided. It had been agreed that if you retired or went to work somewhere else, you were still entitled to attend the meetings of the Passenger Pusher Association. I looked forward to my first meeting after I had left, as I had a lot to tell my friends about my new job. I was not prepared, though, for the reaction that greeted me at that first meeting. They were polite, of course, just as one would expect passenger pushers to be, but they were distant. They listened to me as I told them about the new job, but I could see from the look in the eyes of a number of them that they were slightly disapproving. I asked my closest friend in the association what was wrong. He was clearly embarrassed, as we do not like to be too direct in Japan, and it is difficult to give people unwelcome news. But eventually he lowered his voice and said, "Takahashi-san, this is very awkward. Many of these people feel that it is dishonorable to do what you do. You push people away now. That is very different from pushing them in." He paused. "That is a problem, you see. It is a question of honor." I had to admit that I had never thought of this, but now that he mentioned it, I could see how an honorable person could well feel that way. "I have done a terrible thing," I said. "I have dishonored my profession." He looked away. "I did not want to tell you," he said. "I still regard you as my friend." I thanked him. "Please tell the others that I shall remedy this very bad situation," I said. He nodded. "I shall do that." I spoke to my new boss. I explained that I could no longer act as a doorman who had to push unwelcome people away. She listened to me, and when I had finished, she said, "I am very sorry that I have been the cause of your embarrassment. It is I who have dishonored your profession. I should have known better." I assured her that it was not her fault, but she said that she still wanted to set things right. I would be given the job of supervising the young women who took customers' coats and hung them up. "It is a very important job," she said. "Your salary will be adjusted upwards accordingly." After 6 months, she asked me to marry her. I agreed, and now we live happily together in her mother's house. It is a large house, and there is room for everybody. We have two cats and a fish tank with tropical fish. I am not pushing people any longer, as we have employed another doorman. He is a retired sumo wrestler, and so he is very good at the job. We are very happy. I have taken up a new hobby, making kites. My kites fly well, soaring in the wind, touching the sky above my head. White squares that dip and dance, their tails streaming behind them like lines of tiny birds. I watch my kites and think of reasons to be pleased with the world. Sometimes it seems like a very long list. Sometimes it is much shorter. Kites, clear skies, friends, love, the sight of a dove on a branch. You do not need much more than that, I think. And that's the story about the passenger pusher from the Tiny Tales. This is Sue. Thanks for listening.